Welcome, everyone, to the final edition of 10 Turns for Neo Season 5. I'm joined today by Ronnie Nunez, who is part of Torque Freaks Racing's P2 team that won the season finale at Le Mans and finished second in the class championship. So, Ronnie, congratulations on a great season, and thanks for joining me. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So the first question is, what is your earliest sim racing memory?
It's probably back in 2005, 2006, during the GP4 games. Then I went on to R-Factor from there, starting in 2008. That was when I first got my wheel. My first wheel was a G27, and I've been racing sim racing ever since.
And when did you get started in iRacing?
Actually, I kind of tried sim racing back in 2000, all the way in 2009, but I was never serious about it. I was all about R-Factor. Then I went to Santa Corsa, and back in 2017, I really wanted to do like serious endurance events, and I didn't like R-Factor 2, which was running a few decent ones, and so I tried to apply for a team. And that team was actually Torque Creek Racing, what I'm racing now. And yeah, starting in 2009, and for real, starting 2017.
The second question is, what is a fact about yourself that your teammates would be surprised to learn?
Maybe that I'm usually really drunk in the day before a big race. That wouldn't surprise some of my teammates, but it really cost us a good position in the first round this season at Neo, at Sebring. I wasn't in any condition to do that race.
So does that mean on the free practice sessions on Saturday, you might not want to be in the car?
Yeah, man, that was so hard to do. I mean, it's like a running joke in the team that I'm the drunk guy, but yeah, it's not something I might do again, but we never know.
All right. So the next question is, how would you describe your driving style?
I would think is before I would call it aggressive, and I know most of my teammates would say so, but I think I've picked up some speed in this past year, and it's just trying to be as smooth as I can, and I'm not really the most patient driver, but I try to be clean and fair to other drivers as much as I can. And yeah, just a slight oversteer above all on the setups. And I think that's it.
So do you feel like the HPD suits your style pretty well, or did you have to adjust at all to it?
Yeah, I think it's by far my favorite car to drive in service. I really like the downforce levels. I would be driving a P1 if I wouldn't be so slow with them. I just cannot figure out the whole hybrid system. Just cannot focus with it. And my driving style, I mean, I do a lot of throttle braking, so it's really hard to regenerate driving like that in the P1s.
Sure. All right, so what is your favorite real-world racing moment?
It would have to be Montoya. Which happens to be my favorite driver. It was his third race at Interlagos, and he made this unbelievable pass on Michael Schumacher back in 2001. And yeah, that's pretty much in my memory.
Yeah, I would say if you're looking for an aggressive driver to model your style after, Montoya is probably one of the best.
Yeah, I really think so. I mean, you know, I know what kind of driver Montoya is. I mean, I'm not going to say he's one of the elite drivers because he's not, but he's so exciting to watch, and he can be really fast on his day.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So the next question is, if you could design a race using any of the content or features on iRacing, what would you pick that would give you the best chance of winning?
Just anything in a Bathurst or Le Mans, really. Those are pretty much my tracks. I mean, I can be away from the sim for a long time and just get right back into the pacing, those tracks. I really love them.
Yeah, so you guys seemed like you just had the race under control at Le Mans. Is there just something about that track or about the setup or you guys as a team that works so well there?
Yeah, I think it's a mixture of all three. I mean, we as a team, we tend to punch above our weight in really long races, like 24-hour races, especially because we try to prepare ourselves as much as we can, and we try to be really safe. I mean, those are really long races after all. You don't want to throw it away in the first few hours, right? So, I think that's it.
Yeah, so speaking of preparations for a long race, what is your go-to meal on the day of an endurance race?
Man, that's kind of tricky because I usually don't eat a lot on racing days because I'm so nervous. But it's ironic because I really like to eat a lot. Like, I'm really surprised I'm not obese because I really eat a lot.
Yeah, so you're not the first person that said this season that you haven't eaten a lot during the races. Do you think your teammates are that way as well? Or are you guys just all starving by the end of a long race?
Yeah, I think it's – if we do good in the race, I mean, I think it's awesome. I think it's an awesome reward to have some pizza afterwards. And even if we have a poor result as a consolation prize, I mean, I just love food.
So what is the biggest change you expect to see in the world of sim racing within the next 5 years?
The level of competition is going to be crazy. I mean, it already is. You can even see it reflected on the iRatings, right? Because they've been inflating. And the people I used to race against when I was 3K, now most of them are 5K, 6K. But not only that, all these big companies, all these real-life teams getting involved, it's going to be huge, but it's going to be so hard to be competitive for sure.
Right. So who is one current driver in Neo that's never been your teammate, but who you'd like to run an endurance race with?
I don't know. Maybe our main opposition this season in P2, which was Pascal Stix. I mean, obviously Sven was so fast, but you know, Pascal was so fast and so consistent. It was so hard to match his pace throughout the whole season. I think I have a lot of admiration for him, and so does my teammates. I think it would be him.
Yeah, you guys ran so close with the Ava guys. Did you figure out what their speed secrets were, like where they were gaining any time on you?
They were just fast everywhere. I mean, we found a few things in the setup for some tracks that could make us a bit faster. But in some places like Sebring and Coda, they were just head and shoulders above everyone else. Starting at Suzuka, we found a few things in the setup and we could pretty much match their pace. But that race was a disaster for us, as it was for many teams.
Yeah, well, you guys were both very impressive all season for sure. So in the last interview, I talked with Joris Thielen, and you sort of answered this already, but he wanted to know if your team was planning to move up to the P1 class for next season.
Yeah, like I said before, I would love to, but I don't think it's going to happen. I'm too slow with those cars. Really, I'd love to be faster in them, but it's just out of my abilities.
Sure. Yeah, I completely understand. So like I said, this is the last interview for this season, but when we start these back next season, do you have a question I can ask the next person?
Yes. I would like to ask what's their favorite track, but the most important thing is what makes them fast in that track. I mean, is it the lines they take, the way they set up the car? Do they go really aggressive over some bumps or something? I mean, what makes them fast?
All right, that's a very good question, so I'm excited to hear the answer. So, Ronnie, thanks again for joining us. Hope you enjoyed this.
Oh, yeah, pretty much, man. Really, thank you for having me, Corey. It's really entertaining reading all of your articles. All of us in our team really look forward to reading all of.
Well, that's great to hear. I enjoy working on it, and I'm so glad that you and the rest of the Neo field and all the fans are able to listen to and read these interviews all season. So hope you all stay tuned for the off-season content we have coming on neoendurance.com and at neoendurance on Twitter. And hope everyone enjoys the summer. We'll see you back for season 6.